This is the Make Money Blogging Podcast, episode 42, with digital nomad wannabe founder Sharon Gourlay. In today's episode, I'm discussing my business, the big changes I've been making, why, and how they might impact you as the changes are also to digital nomad wannabe. I haven't done many podcasts in the last couple of years as I move further away from digital nomad wannabe being a focus in my business, and that trend is likely to continue. However, for some reason, when something big is happening, I feel like I have to share it with the D&W community. After all, I've been sharing my journey in online business since I first decided to start one in October 2013. So nearly 10 years I've been building this business and like talking or writing about it here on digitalnomadwannabe.com. I find it a great way to fully analyze my decisions. But more importantly, I think it's interesting for people building their own businesses to understand different choices and decisions that are out there. And hearing other people can help with that. Besides, this, big changes are happening on D&W as I cease my courses business. I'm also going to share what's happening in my case study of my Malaysia site. I do want to start by admitting right up front, as you might be able to tell from my voice, I feel like it's nasally. I'm currently recovering from the flu and it has been awful. I am doubting I'll be able to record this in one go. I just don't have any energy. Like I said, my voice is weird, I think, and I just hope that I'm coherent enough to make sense. However, I felt like if I didn't do this now, I would never get to it, so I decided to push ahead anyway. So be forgiving and glad that, you know, I'm sitting on my deathbed instead of lying in it to talk to you today. Now, this episode is for anyone who wants an insider's look into how I'm running my business and the big choices I'm making. Travel bloggers especially will enjoy the case study update. As well, I'm not really just updating the figures. You can always go see that at digitalnomadwannabe.com/case study. I'm talking more about how I'm making direct partnerships. So that's coming up soon.
Welcome to the Make Money Blogging Podcast with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Each week on this show, you'll find actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income from your blog with no fluff, so you can quit the day job and have more freedom to do what you love. From SEO to affiliate marketing to blogging business strategies, it's all here. Let's start with your host, digitalnomadwannabe.com founder, Sharon Gourlay.
So today we're talking about my business, what's been going on now, what changes I'm making and why and how that may impact you. Now don't forget, you can find today's show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode42. As I talked about in my last couple of podcasts, I want to go all in with my Malaysia site. I got sick of my time being so divided between many projects and then all of them going mediocre as a result. This is the project I'm most interested in, where I see the most potential, although I'd be lying if I said I didn't have doubts. I do, just about every single day. And by every single day, I mean all the time, constantly, not just once a day. Thankfully, this isn't my first time building an online business, so I know those are completely normal and won't go away. So I do my best to ignore them because they're really unhelpful thoughts, right? As you all know, I'm sure everyone listening here has had doubts about blogging and probably has them quite often like I do. Now, as part of me moving in this direction, I've been selling off many sites and I've mostly completed this with only 3 sites left I want to sell, and that feels somewhat on hold because they're all .com.au sites and I've hit dead ends on how to sell them. Especially my most successful one, which only like this month, I sort of got to the point where I'm like, yep, I'm ready to try and let this go. My Tasmania destination site, it's averaging over $6,000 a month and it's trending up. So it's worth a lot. And I just really don't know where I can sell that. You know, if anyone has any ideas, please let me know. I've also cut back what I do in Digital Nomad Wannabe to basically nothing. I've hit a problem in D&W, which has taken up a whole lot of brain energy and been quite stressful. There's a really big problem with the site where I store all my courses. And I only just realized that back in March. Now, unfortunately, I built all my courses using a theme with a page builder. They stopped updating this years ago, and I kind of just forgot that that was even an issue, but then the site stopped working. Now, this is because if I put it on an ordinary server, it's so out of date now, it doesn't work with normal processes that run on a server. So for the moment, I have it on its own server with old services running, so it will keep working. But this won't last forever as it's quite vulnerable to hacking and other problems. Now, I have a crazy amount of courses on there with 690 students and around 600 lessons. That's current students too. To keep all this, I would need to work out a new setup, recreate each page, and then move each student and set up each of their configuration again, as everyone has different access levels. And I just can't find a way that you could really automate that in any sort of like useful way. And it's just so much work that I can't really even comprehend it. Many months of work at least. It took me weeks just to get my whole site set up right the first time, and that's without creating any content. You know, I don't have weeks to research the best option, get that up, and then move all of that, especially because, you know, a lot of it's old now and I don't really think it's useful to anyone, as much as I know some of my students don't want to see any of it go. Now, I currently make a couple of $100 a month from course sales, so like this is just not going to happen. Even from every angle, there isn't really a reason to keep it. So I made the big decision to retire this part of my business. I'm going to keep it running until the end of the year at least, but I'm not promising longer than that. I fully informed my students as soon as I came to that decision last month, and I'll prepare an offline copy of the main course I currently sell, SEO Fast Track, by the end of the year. I feel a bit ill about having all that work lost, but I don't see another viable option, and I really don't have any time to dedicate to it if I want to start earning enough again to support my family, which I don't currently. The upside is that a lot of the content is very old now, so at least it brings me to a decision regarding courses. Before I shut down the two courses I currently sell to my students, I am giving people one last chance to sign up. Now, this is perfect if you love a deadline, because you have to sign up by 19th of May. So this will only work too if you're listening to this podcast not long after I publish it. And then you have until the end of the year to access the online course. And I'd really love to have you on board. There is SEO Fast Track, which is my full SEO course that I created at the end of last year, that you can find at digitalnomadwannabe.com/SEO. Now, this is designed to be completed in one day a week over a month, and it'll help you get tons of traffic to your blog. And I also sell ebook Launchpad. Now, this course helps you come up with an ebook idea, create it, grow your email list, and set up your sales funnel so you can sell it on autopilot. It includes exactly what to put on your sales page and sales emails, and is a great little course. I think it might actually be one of my favorites that I've created, because you get a very clear result from it. All right, you'll have your ebook, it'll be selling on autopilot, it'll be awesome, and it's crazy easy to get $97 back on that. You can find it at digitalnomadwannabe.com/launch. Now, both of them are $97, and like I said, they'll be available online until the end of the year, but you can only sign up until May 19. I'm also going to provide an offline copy of SEO Fast Track at that point, so you can refer back to it in future if you ever want to. So after I stop selling these, after they stop being online, I'll be completely done with courses. So this is bittersweet. You know, I've had 6 years of selling courses, and I do love teaching and helping other bloggers. The success some of my students have had over the years has been amazing to watch, and I really love it, and it's incredibly fulfilling. But like I've said many times, I hate the selling part, and I have found that I have to work full-time on Digital Nomad Wannabe to get enough students to make it financially worthwhile. And as soon as I stop sort of putting in that effort, I go back to where I am now, right, with a couple of $100 a month. I've never been able to get rid of that link between the time I put into this part of the business and the income I make. And when I go back to my why, as in why I start an online business and do what I do, I didn't build my online business to work harder, and I want to concentrate on more passive forms of income where I really see a future. I talked more about this back in episode 29 when I last shut down a course. So if you want to hear more about my reasoning, go listen to that. But I really think that, and this is for you too, when you have an issue in your business or a big decision to make, going back to your why can be the best way to make that happen. You know, so be very clear on your why. Why did you start a blogging business? Why are you doing all of this? It can really help you make those tough decisions. And I think you can't really go wrong with a big decision if you go back to it. So hopefully that's how I'll keep feeling about this. Bloggers can also be very demanding, and it can really stress me out selling courses. You know, even my most expensive courses, you know, cost less than one university subject. But what some people expect in return is not comparable. I'm not planning to walk away from Digital Nomad Wannabe, although I do not work on it much. Sometimes I'm saying to say though, like right now, and on an ad hoc basis, as you have been hearing from me, you'll keep hearing from me as far as I'm concerned at the moment. I'm focusing my teaching efforts this year on two conferences, Travel Blog Summit in Nashville, where I'm a virtual speaker, and TEDx Africa, where I'll be attending live. I had such a great time in TEDx last year. I can't wait to go again. I wish I could have gone to Travel Blog Summit. I was invited, but it coincides with our family trip to Cyprus. I'm not sorry I'll be in Cyprus, that's for sure, but I would love to have been at Travel Blog Summit too. Now let's change topic to my case study for my Malaysia site. I've been updating this monthly and you can find it at digitalnomadwannabe.com/case study. So that's where all my numbers are. In this update, I am not going to go over like the exact numbers, how much more I made or whatever, but it has gone a lot better the last couple of months. But you can go there and see the exact numbers. I just spent nearly a month in Malaysia, which was great, and I have over 300 articles on the site now. It was also great seeing tourists back in the country and having local operators tell me that numbers are back to 2019 levels. As for my site, my numbers are finally improved in the last couple of months in basically every area, and I'm looking at getting back to 100,000 page views in the next week or so. So that's a relief. In fact, it's more of a relief than exciting, which is kind of sad, but it's still really good to see regardless of what emotion I want to put on it. A lot of movement has come from my taxi servers, and I know I need to do similar things to get to the income goals I want. I need direct partnerships that are affiliate or lead generation deals. So that's kind of what it is with the taxi service. I book a long distance taxi and I take a cut of it. And this is where my focus needs to be. Although I also have my podcast, I don't want to quit already, for my Malaysia site. Another trip in August to Malaysia and about 150 posts that are badly in need of an update that are from before the pandemic. So a lot. I want to talk about how I'm trying to implement the direct partnerships though, as this is where I get most questions. First of all, I am far from having a great solution to this, and I keep getting people asking me to write a guide on how to do this right. I am not in the position to write a guide. I am not an expert. I'm working out as I go. But I'm hoping that by talking about this, it'll help you work it out as you go, or at least give you a start, or to just really stop thinking there'll be a perfect solution out there, because there really isn't. And I think any arrangement you make might vary between partners, right? But hopefully it'll make you think that you can do this and you'll get started. In addition to my taxis, which are quite easy to manage in a way, and also not because I have to do a bit of support and back and forth and emails and stuff, so it's not passive. But where it is easy is the money side, because if people want to confirm a taxi, they pay a deposit, and that is my share. I keep the deposit, and then my drivers get cash on the drive. This works really well because they don't want to do it either without a deposit being taken, but it doesn't matter too much if them or I have it. It's more just a way, you know, that they're sure the people will be there. Because if they drive, you know, 6 hours to go pick someone up, they want to make sure that they're there, you know, and paying a deposit does that. And I get my share. So that works really well. But other than that, I do have two arrangements in place already and I'm working on way too many more. In both of them, I just have to trust the other party, right? So one is via a code, like it's an affiliate link. Effectively, there's just no good system for me to see what's happening. And in the other, I send them leads via a form. So people who want their packages, they fill in a form on my website and I send it to them and then they deal with the customer. We'll see how it works out. The reality is there is a huge incentive actually for people not to screw you around. I think bloggers, and this includes myself until recently, because this feels like a lot of work making a direct partnership, it's easy to make excuses not to go forward, right? So it's easy to think they'll just rip you off. But they actually have a really big incentive, to be honest. You know, obviously you're not going to keep promoting them if you don't make any money, or if you can make money a better, easier way. So they have an incentive to do the right thing by you. One day I want people booking directly on my site and I'll like take all the money and I'll have to pay it out. But there is a lot of headaches involved in that and so many things to work out that I'm just really not at that point yet, although I hope to get there sometime soonish. You know, it just has so many problems, like liability in case of problems, ongoing support when people have any issues. You know, you're going to have to be much more available. And then things like how to store the money that you take. And when you're talking about different currencies, like I am in this case, how to guard against currency loss is a really big one for me because I can't hold money in ringgit, in Malaysian ringgit, because I can't have a Malaysian bank account. And it all just gets really difficult, all these things, which really is enough to just want to quit and not bother. But I really think it's the way forward and the way to build a really good business out of my Malaysia site. But for now, I'm happy to use whatever method I need to work with in order to make it work with the partner. What is hard is that they all seem to have a different way that they work, like the different people that I talk to, the different companies in Malaysia. You know, I've been talking to car hire, hotels, tour companies, travel agents, and they just sort of seem to assume most of the time that I should know. And when I ask a whole lot of specific questions, like we agree, we work out the terms, but then I want to know exact things, you know, like things around exactly do with cancellation or with car hire. They just sort of stop replying to me when I try to get really specific about what insurance they were offering. You know, but if I don't understand that, like how can I sell it? So, you know, it can be frustrating and it's definitely a huge learning curve for me. And it seems for some of these companies, even though I don't always understand why. And it's just going to take a fair bit of work to make this work and to make the type of money I want. So it's definitely not easy steps, but it's necessary ones. And I just remember this is all hard, right? But no one else is doing what I'm doing in this space. And that is my advantage, you know, being first to market and doing all of this and it being harder for someone to catch up because it really is hard to navigate. Now, definitely all these types of things will differ. Like this is my experience in Malaysia. It will differ depending on where you go. You know, I've only made one direct partnership in Tasmania. I've only tried to make one. And that has had, you know, some problems to start with, but it makes really good money and it's really hands-off and I could not be happier with that, right? You can just get a couple like that, like you're laughing. So it is definitely worth trying to do. But really, though, through all of this, I want to make my site unique and future-proof it as much as possible. And the way to do this is to be more innovative than just reselling travel experiences. I don't want to be a general, like, travel blog or whatever you want to call my Malaysia site. I want it to just be next level, you know. I want it to be the site and not just because the content is great. I want to put together my own travel experiences so I'm not just reselling others, and this is part of what I'm working on too. Now, a Travel Massive session, you know, I love Travel Massive. That I went to a couple of months ago, I had a workshop with Colin Lewis, who did a great marketing masterclass. And I've been working through that as well since I got back from Malaysia, particularly the unique selling point of my site and any products that I'm likely to sell or whatever on my site, and coming up with a positioning statement. So where Malaysia, Diving to Malaysia sits in the market. It's been a really great exercise. And I think it's really useful to step back for a moment and go through all of this. Now, while you may not be able to access Colin yourself if you don't know what I'm talking about, but you're interested, he did recommend a book where a lot of his work comes from and what he's recommending to do. Now, I haven't actually read this book yet. It is arriving tomorrow from Amazon. I'm totally going to read it. But if you want to look it up before I can tell you whether or not it's good, it's called Obviously Awesome, How to Nail Product Positioning So Customers Get It, Buy It, Love It by April Dunford. So it's meant to really go through all this. And I must say this process has been really interesting. It didn't take anywhere near as long as I thought it would. And it's really just helping crystallize my plans, what I'm doing, why it's important, just everything really. So, you know, it is useful to step back for a moment and really think through some of these tough questions. So that's about it. To recap, I talked about what's happening in my business currently. I talked about how I'm retiring the courses part of my business and why. And if you're listening to this not long after it's published, you can still join my fabulous courses, SEO Fast Track, at digitalnomadwannabe.com/SEO. That course was only created at the end of last year. Or ebook Launchpad at digitalnomadwannabe.com/launch. If you act quickly, you can get those. You have online access until the end of the year. I discuss selling my sites and how I have just a few left. And I discuss my Malaysia site and how I'm focusing on direct relationships, but also on how to make my site unique and future-proof by selling travel experiences. Now, make sure you subscribe to this channel because I will be back at some point. I also recommend you sign up to my email list if you haven't already, and you can do that at the show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode42.
Thanks for listening to Make Money Blogging with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income for your blog so you can build a blogging business you love. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.